Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Newfound Records Radio Hour, the show that features all kinds of Newfoundland and Labrador music from the vinyl era, the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. If you're a hopeless nostalgic, if you're stuck in a vinyl groove, if you're inclined to drift from the mainstream, stay tuned for an hour full of music by Newfoundland and Labrador's pioneer recording artists with your host, Wayne Tucker.
Thank you for joining me. Today we continue to showcase record labels from the 1970s, labels that recorded many Newfoundland and Labrador pioneer recording artists. A while back, if you're a regular listener, you might have heard the program we did on the ARC label. Last week we shone a light on Audio Atlantic. Most of their recordings were done on the Audat label. And today we're going to have a look at Marathon Records. And the Marathon label released about 36 albums or so by Newfoundland and Labrador artists, beginning in 1970, and the last one was in 1975. So stay tuned, and throughout the show, you're going to hear a sampling of some of those Marathon LPs by a variety of artists, people like Gerald Mitchell, the Moravian Eskimo Choir, the Country Ducats, the Newfoundland Show Band, Derek Pilgrim, Ray McLean, and as many more as time permits. Kicking things off, Wilf Doyle. That was the legendary Wilf Doyle doing the song called Rhazma, R-H-A-Z-M-A, an intriguing title. I couldn't find any information about that song in some searching that I did, but it's got an incredibly familiar melody, and I'm almost certain that that's been released under another title, but I've been racking my brain, and I just can't figure out what it is, so if you do know what other title that song is known under, would you please let me know? You can send me an email. The address is wayne@newfoundrecords.ca. I took it from the album Sailor's Alphabet that was released around 1971. Now, Wilf was well along with his recording career when he released that particular album. His first album he released in 1956, and that was called Traditional Jigs and Reels of Newfoundland. And throughout his entire 20-year recording career, Wilf Doyle released 7 or 8 LPs, I'm not sure the exact number. His last one came in 1976. Now, his earliest LPs were recorded first on a Rodeo label, and then he did a few for London Records. But Sailor's Alphabet, the one you just heard a track from, that was on the Marathon label, and it was Wilt's only release for Marathon. He did release two LPs after Sailor's Alphabet, but they were both done for Audio Atlantic and released on the Audat label. Well, today Newfound Records is shining a light on the Marathon label, so let's hear some more of Marathon's music now. What you're going to hear now is tracks from two LPs from recording artists from the Big Land. First up will be the Labrador balladeer, Gerald Mitchell. And Mitchell has had quite a distinguished career. He was honored for that by the Newfoundland and Labrador Folk Arts Society in 2012 when they presented Gerald with their Lifetime Achievement Award. The song you're going to hear Gerald Mitchell do is Farewell to My Mulligan Home. That was written by John Chalk, taken from his album The Hunt and Other Songs of Labrador. Now, right after Gerald Mitchell, you'll hear a track by the Moravian Eskimo Choir of Nain, Labrador. And they recorded on the Marathon label, and I figure that was around 1971 as well. Now, the liner notes for the Moravian Eskimo Choir give a little bit of historical information about the history of the Moravian in Labrador, and I'm going to quote a short quote from those liner notes. And I quote, "The Moravian came first to Labrador in 1752, but the attempt to Christianize the Eskimos was altered by the apparent murder of seven of the ship's party by the Eskimos. In 1771, the Moravians successfully established their work in Nain and within a few years spread along the coast. Today," and I assume they're talking about 1971, "today, the Moravians have five churches in Labrador. They are at Nain, Hopedale, McCovic, Northwest River, and Happy Valley. The Moravians introduced their music to the Eskimos of Labrador, as they did to other native peoples to whom they went. The choir performing on this record is from Nain, Labrador," end quote. Now, the track that I'm going to play for you, I can't tell you the name of the song because according to the LP track listing, there's no English translation for it. It just says on the LP, as it says for a couple of other tracks, translated from German to Eskimo, and no composer is given either. So you'll hear that one shortly, but first, here's Gerald Mitchell.
How well I remember those days long ago, with my gun and my snowshoe through the new fallen snow. I hunted the partridge so free and alone, and I'll keep on remembering my Mulligan home. Farewell, Mulligan River, my childhood home. Farewell wherein youth I did roam. Farewell, log and schoolhouse, prouder than stone. Farewell to you, Mulligan, my riverside home. The whispering breezes, the scent, the tall golden birches all left far behind, but they live in my memories wherever I roam, and I'll keep thinking of you, my Mulligan home. In my dreams I'll go back to when I was a lad, to the old country home there with mother and my dad. Such kind, friendly neighbors make you think you're their own, and I'll keep dreaming of you, my Mulligan home. farewell log and schoolhouse, prouder than stone. Farewell to you, Mulligan, my riverside home.
It's time to take a breather, but don't go anywhere. Newfound Records will be right back with more local music from yesteryear.
I can't decide whether you should live or die, or you'll probably go to heaven. Please don't hang your head and cry, no wonder why.
Does the thought of doing that class presentation have you considering dropping the course? Then visit a Toastmasters meeting to find out how you can learn to speak with confidence. There's a meeting every Wednesday at 7 p.m. in room 2014 of the INCO Center. Drop by for a visit or visit our website at www.mun.ca/Toastmaster.
That's why I can't decide whether you should live or die.
Hi, I'm Dave Panning from Figgied Up, Rollins Cross, and the Irish Descendants, and you're listening to Schmur, I call it, CHMR 93.5.
You need unwinding. Tension got your mind in.
You're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour on CHMR in St. John's, CJBI on Belle Island, VOBB in Bonbay, BOIR in Cornerbrook, Southern Shore Sounds in Fairyland, and CIOE in Lower Sackville, Nova Scotia. Once again, here's your host, Wayne Tucker.
Welcome back. Today, Newfound Records is spinning Newfoundland and Labrador recordings released on the Marathon label between the years 1971 and 1975. And next on the platter is Newfoundland's favorite son, Harry Hibbs. Now, throughout his career, Harry released around 15 or so LPs, mostly in the late 60s and in through the 70s. But he only did one for the Marathon label. That album was called All Kinds of Everything, and it was recorded, I believe, in 1973. The song you'll hear from that is the classic The Rhines and the Pitmans, also known as We'll Rant and We'll Roar. Very old song. They actually know the composer, apparently was a fellow by the name of Henry W. Lemesure, who was born in 1848 and died in 1931. So the song that you're about to hear, We'll Rant and We'll Roar, had to have been written somewhere before 1931, and after 1848, it's an old song. Here then, Harry Hibbs.
We'll rant and we'll roar like true Newfoundlanders. We'll rant and we'll roar on deck and below, until we touch bottom in sight of two sunkers. When straight through the channel to Tazo we'll go. I'm a son of a sea cook, a cook and a trader. I can dance, I can sing, I can reef to main bone. I can handle a jigger and cut that's a big figure. Whenever I am out in the bold standing room, if the voyage could spill to fall, I will do it. I want £10 for the ring and the priest, and a couple of dollars for clean shirts and collars, and a handful of coppers to make up the face. There's plump little Polly, her name is Goldsworthy. There's John Bodie's Kitty, and there's Mary Tabal. There's Clara from Burley, and young Martha Foley. But the best of them all is my girl from Cuslow. Farewell and adieu to ye fair ones of Valen. Farewell and adieu to ye girls in the cove. I'm bound to the westward, to the wall with the hole in. I'll take her from Cuslow the wide world to roam. Farewell and adieu to the girls of St. Kyvan's. A paradise prep, be little Bona. I'm bound on to Cuslow to marry sweet Betty. And if I don't do so, I'm afraid of her dar. I bought me a house from Catherine Davis, a £20 bed from Jimmy McGraw. I'll get me a settle, a pot and a kettle. Spring from the city, some rings and gold brooches for the girls in the bay. I bought me a case pipe, they call it a marchand, and it melted like butter upon a hot day. I went to a dance one night at Fox Harbor. There was plenty of girls there, as nice as you wish. There was one pretty maiden, a John her Franken, just like a young kitten and on first fish. We rant and we roar like true Newfoundlanders. We rant and we roar on deck and below, until we strike bottom inside of two sunkers. When straight through the channel to Cuslow we'll go.
Are you wondering who sang a song you heard on Newfound Records? Find out on the playlist page at newfoundrecords.ca.
I've traveled this world over, and I've been from sea to sea. I met a lot of people who were friendly as could be. Now the people of this country, I think, are simply grand. But the friendliest folks I ever met were the ones from Newfoundland. They live a very simple life, but they're very strong and proud. And at the local tavern, they're one big friendly crowd. So come and have a 50 ale or a pint of Blue Star Brew, and we'll dance some country music, boys, before the night is through. Now there's no sailing schooners, and the new people is gone. All that's left are memories as time keeps marching on. The young folks there that leave home to travel far and wide, but when they speak of Newfoundland, they speak of it with pride. Now you may think I'm joking, friends, but what I say is true. They'll invite you home for a mug of tea or a feed of fish and brew. So
from all you good people, I'd like to shake your hand. Good luck and best wishes from the folks of Newfoundland.
And the Marathon label, you just heard the Country Dukettes. The vocalist in that number was a young Edward Rousel, who later went on to national fame in Canada under the name Eddie Eastman. His guitarist was local guitar legend Lou Skinner, who is still very active today with the group Justin Martin and Generations. Now, the album that the track you just heard was taken from, the album was called You Can't Take the Country from the Man. That was released in 1972 and recorded in Nashville, Tennessee. And that maybe that was the first album by any Newfoundlanders to be recorded in Nashville. And the liner notes give special thanks to some pretty good Nashville musicians, including Pete Drake. Now, he's well known as a steel guitarist. I think he was often known by the name Sneaky Pete. Played for all kinds of terrific American recording artists, including Bob Dylan. The other two names that are mentioned under special thanks are Scotty Moore and DJ Fontana, and they're not too shabby either. Both of those two guys got their start, or they rose to fame anyway, as accompanists for Elvis Presley during Elvis's early years, and they appeared on many of Elvis's early recordings and in some movies. Song you just heard the Country Dukettes do was called Newfie Bound, and I tried to find out who had composed that, but I didn't. Before the Country Dukettes, you heard Harry Hibbs. You're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. I tried to find some historical background information about the Marathon label, and once again, I came up just about empty-handed. They seem to have appeared in Newfoundland to record Newfoundland artists around the same time that ARC Records disappeared. ARC had recorded many Newfoundland maritime musicians, especially in the 1960s. I did find out that the kingpin of Marathon Records is apparently, or was apparently, Jack Boswell. And Boswell was involved with a number of companies in addition to Marathon, or connected with Marathon some way or another. These companies were Allied Records, Paragon, Condor, Heritage Music. And some Newfoundland artists recorded on the Paragon label and on the Condor label, and Heritage Music later, I think, re-released a lot of that stuff on compact disc. Between 1971 and 1975, Newfoundland and Labrador recording artists released about three dozen albums on the Marathon label. And in June of 1973, Marathon actually issued gold records to three of its top-selling Newfoundland artists. And they were Joe Morrissey for Home Brew, Ben Weatherby for his album You Can't Fool the Newfoundlander, and the Newfoundland Show Band, and I'm not sure what album they received the gold record for. They recorded four or five, I think it was, for Marathon. Well, you're going to hear tracks from all of those artists a little later on in the show. But to continue with the little bit of information I have about Marathon, it appears, according to an article in the Newfoundland Herald anyway, that they may have gone bankrupt in the middle of 1975, and that was the end of the Marathon label as far as Newfoundland and Labrador recording artists go. Okay, let's get back to some more music now, and our next Marathon recording artist is Ryan's Fancy, and they released an album in 1971, a live album called An Irish Night at the Black Knight Lounge on Marathon. MS 2105 is the number. That was recorded live in Halifax, and I believe it was the first Ryan's Fancy album that was really widely available. There seemed to be a lot of copies of that one around. You still see it today in the used record bins. But they did have a previous album, Ryan's Fancy did. I guess it was done independently. That was titled Carras, Minstrels, Rocks, and Whiskey that they released in 1971. I think that one was sold only at their live shows. There weren't a whole lot of them pressed, less than 1,000, I think. And so it's not widely available. As a matter of fact, it's highly sought after by collectors. The song that you're going to hear Ryan's Fancy do now from An Irish Night at the Black Knight Lounge is Tom Paxton's Lesson Too Late for the Learning, they call it on this album, but it's usually known as The Last Thing on My Mind. And I'm going to let Fergus O'Byrne introduce that. And by the way, watch for a special on Newfound Records on Ryan's Fancy. I'm hoping to air it in November month, and my special guest will be Fergus O'Byrne. Here are Ryan's Fancy.
I'd like to sing a song from America this time. It tells the story of a young man that leaving his loved one. A song written by Tom Paxton called A Lesson Too Late for the Learning.
It's a lesson too late for the learning. In a wink of an eye, my soul has turned in your hand, in your hand.
Let's hear you now.
Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be no trace left behind? I could have loved you better, I didn't mean to be unkind. That was the last thing on my mind. You had plenty of reasons for going. Yes, I know. Yes, I know. Well, the weeds have been steadily growing. Please don't go. Please don't go.
Are you going?
Subways of London, underground, underground.
Oh, let's see you know it.
Are you going away with no word of farewell? Will there be no trace left behind? I could have loved you better, I didn't mean to be unkind. You know that. As I lie in my bed in the morning, without you,
yeah,
without you, every flame in my heart dies in morning, without you, without you.
Last time.
Hi there, this is Fergus O'Byrne, and you're listening to Newfound Records, the program that gives airtime to Newfoundland and Labrador's pioneer recording artists.
Well, today I'm so lonely. And it's all because of you. Life was so sweet, dear. world.
Band with Johnny Horton's All for the Love of a Girl. That was a hit for Horton in 1959, and you just heard it sung by Bill Whalen. It was Ray McLean who usually did vocals for the Newfoundland Show Band, but Bill Whalen put everything that he had into that rendition of All for the Love of a Girl. The album it came from was simply titled The Newfoundland Show Band and was released in 1973. And that was the show band's fourth album for Marathon. And it might have been the one that they were given the gold record for being one of Marathon's top sellers. I'm really not sure, though. The Newfoundland Show Band actually did five LPs for Marathon themselves. And they also backed Ray McLean on one solo LP. And they backed Winston Saunders, the recording player, on two other LPs. So that made a grand total of eight Marathon records that the Newfoundland Show Band appeared at. Before the Newfoundland Show Band, you heard Ryan Svensy. Well, it's time for Newfound Records to take a spell again, but do hang around and we'll be right back with Derek Pilgrim, John Lane, and Joan Morrissey.
Hello to our listeners out there.
This is Vicky and Ruth.
Ruth and Vicky.
Your favorite exchange students from Memorial University.
Tune in every Tuesday from 4 to 5 and exchange your minds.
Only on 93.5 CHMR.
And now for a public service announcement. An interactive study skills clinic is offered each semester for graduate students who are encountering difficulties with academic coursework. These drop-in sessions provide an opportunity for students to discuss their concerns with a psychologist and develop strategies to meet their academic needs. They're ongoing each semester at the Counseling Center, University Center, Room UC 5000. For more information, you can check mon.ca/counseling. That's mon.ca/counselling. The Student Wellness and Counseling Center can be found on the fourth and fifth floors of the University Center and is open Monday to Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can phone 864-8874. That phone number again, 864-8874. This announcement has been a public service of 93.5 CHMR FM.
Hi, I'm Bob MacDonald, and you're listening to 93.5 CHMR FM.
Whatever happened to the gold in the water? Swam into our nets and kept our spirits strong and free.
You're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. Each week, your host, Wayne Tucker, spins the music of Newfoundland and Labrador's pioneer recording artists. The show originates from the CHMR studios at the campus of Memorial University in St. John's. In addition to being heard on CHMR, Newfound Records is also pleased to be heard on VOBB, Bombay, CJBI on Belle Island, and the EastCoastKitchenParty.net on the internet. Be sure you check out the program's companion website. The address is newfoundrecords.ca, and listen to the most recent programs whenever you want to. And you can find Newfound Records on Twitter and on Facebook. Send your email to wayne@newfoundrecords.ca. We now return to Newfound Records with your host, Wayne Tucker.
Thank you, Rosemary, and welcome back again. And by the way, a special welcome to listeners of Caper Radio in Sydney, Nova Scotia. That's the radio station of Cape Breton University there. Great to have you aboard. And you're about to hear more Newfoundland music now, recorded on the Marathon label throughout the rest of the show. So let's get right to it. Next up is an artist from the Northern Peninsula of Newfoundland. His name is Derek Pilgrim. He's had a long and rather illustrious career, mostly up Toronto way, I think, entertaining expatriate Newfoundlanders in that region. And he's released many compact discs over the years, but not a whole lot of vinyl. But he did, when he was only 19 years old, record an album for Marathon, and it was called Lonesome for My Home. And we're going to hear Derek do a track from that now. The track you're about to hear is Hello, Darling. That was written by Conway Twitty and a number one hit for Twitty in 1970. Here's Derek Pilgrim.
Hello, darling. Nice to see you. It's been a long time. You're just as lovely as you used to be. How's your new love? Are you happy? Hope you're doing fine. Just to know it means so much to me. What's that, darling? How am I doing? I'm doing all right, except I can't sleep and I cry all night till dawn. What I'm trying so sorry that I did you wrong. Look up, darling, let me kiss you. Just for old time's sake, let me hold you in my arms one more time. Thank you, darling, may God bless you. To the things you seek to find. Goodbye, darling, I gotta go now. Better try and find a way to lose these memories of love so warm and true. And if you should ever find it in your heart to forgive me, darling,
I'll be waiting for you. Hi, I'm J. Terry Hines, and you're listening to Newfound Records with Wayne Tucker.
Sometimes I want to throw my arms around you, and I tremble at the thought of giving in. Because you know
how much it costs to love you. And I'm so afraid of losing you again. Being close to you revives the sorrow that wakes me up and tells me I can't win. I'd love to wake up in your arms tomorrow, but I'm so afraid of losing you again. Yes, wanting you would be my greatest sin. But I'm glad that you're no longer my possession, 'cause I'm so afraid of losing you again.
That was John Lane. Great singer, I think. Very underrated in my view. From the Botwood area, I believe. Song you just heard him do was So Afraid of Losing You Again. That was a big hit for Charlie Pride back in 1969. John Lane's version of that came from his album All the World is Lonely Now that was released in 1974. That was one of two albums that Lane did for Marathon. His other one was entitled Gentle Mother, and that was released in 1973. Before John Lane, you heard Derek Pilgrim. You're listening to Newfound Records. My name is Wayne Tucker. And next, the queen of Newfoundland country music in the 1960s and through the 70s, often been referred to, in fact, as Newfoundland's Patsy Cline, and of course I'm talking about Joan Morrissey. Joan released four albums on the Marathon label, and they awarded her a gold album for the album Home Brew. The song you're about to hear wasn't taken from that album, though. I took it from an album called Heading Eastbound that was released in 1973. The song is Silver Threads and Golden Needles, a big hit for the Springfields. Dusty Springfield was a member of that group, and they had a hit with that in 1962.
Beneath the haloed moon. But you think I should be happy with your money and your name, then hide myself in sorrow while you play your cheating game. Silver threads and golden needles cannot mend this heart of mine, and I dare not drown my sorrow for you know I'm not your kind. Silver threads and golden needles cannot mend this heart of mine. Silver threads and golden needles cannot mend this heart of mine.
Listen to the most recent Newfound Records show whenever you want at newfoundrecords.ca.
I've helped myself to easiness and laughter. As far as good times go, I've had the best. But the nights don't satisfy my mornings after. A tear pours out for you, and I confess, I'm not strong enough to build another dream. I grow weaker every time I hear your name. I try with other hearts, but I can't finish what I start. 'Cause I'm not strong enough to build another dream. I'm not strong enough to build another dream. I grow weaker every time I hear your name. I try with other hearts, but I can't finish what I start. 'Cause I'm not strong enough to build another dream. I'm not strong enough to build another dream.
That was Belle Island's Ray McLean. Just did a song entitled I'm Not Strong Enough, and I tried to find some information about that song and struck out. I don't even know who wrote it. The album that was taken from was called All Aboard for Newfoundland, released on the Marathon label in 1973, and Ray was backed by his old musical buddies, the Newfoundland Show Band, on that one. Before Ray McLean, you heard Joan Morrissey. You're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour, and next up is Roy Payne. Roy released several vinyl LPs, including one on the Marathon label. He also did a couple on the Paragon label. And as I mentioned earlier, I think Paragon had some kind of a connection with Jack Boswell and Marathon Records. The song you're about to hear Roy do is one he wrote. It's called Where Blue Waters Fall. Ladies and gentlemen, Roy Payne.
The highway signs are passing behind me, I see another town just up ahead. The neon signs are flashing and fighting me, but I see blue waters instead. The lonely times will soon be over, and no more will I ever feel alone. Soon I'm gonna be where the good life waits for me, back where the blue waters. Any place in New Brunswick, that is where I wanna go. Any place in New Brunswick, where I can see the blue waters fall. The city life I'm leaving behind me, for the only life that I know. Soon I'm gonna be where the good life waits for me, back where the blue waters fall. Any place in New Brunswick, that is where I'll make my home. Any place in New Brunswick, where I can see the blue waters fall. Any place in New Brunswick, that is where I'll make my home.
Hi, this is Derek Kelly, and you're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour with Wayne Tucker.
Astronauts and cosmonauts and spaceships in the sky, $1 billion price tag just to get that thing to fly. While a man looks down and sees his hungry children as they cry, we go upward to go forward, going backward all the time. Our cities and our people, they reek with blood and pain, 'cause some just do not trust a man whose color's not the same. But they'll trust him in another land to fight a war and die. We go upward to go forward, going backward all the time. Our children in confusion, they don't know where to stand, a product of society that they don't understand. So they escape into a world with no control of mind. We go upward to go forward, going backward all the time. The man who said that God is dead wore a collar too, but why should God have anything to do with me and you? We put our faith in fools and we expect to save mankind. We go upward to go forward, going backward all the time. Well, socialists and communists and yellow, black and white, let's pull our minds before the mushroom swallows us all up. Let's raise a flag and say that
the man who once possessed the most feared soccer shot on the Newfoundland soccer scene, and that was Jerry Ely. He actually played for 2 years in the Ontario Professional Soccer League, later switched his career to music, and often performed in the Toronto area in clubs like the Matador back in the 1970s. What you just heard was Jerry's first single. He released that in 1972 on the Marathon label. The song was called Going Backward, written by Dee Devaney, and I don't know anything about Dee Devaney. Great song, though, I think, and a great job of it by Jerry Ely, one of my favorite tracks of all the things that Jerry Ely recorded. Before Jerry Ely, you heard Roy Payne. Well, unfortunately, our time has run out for this week. We got to get out of here. I'm Wayne Tucker. Thanks for tuning in, and I hope you'll return again next week for more vinyl recordings by Newfoundland and Labrador's pioneer recording artists. And taking us home today is Winston Saunders. He's going to waltz you out with the old satin waltz taken from his Marathon album, More Accordion Favorites, released in 1972. Until next week.
Thanks for tuning in to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. The show was recorded at the CHMR Studios, Memorial University in St. John's, Newfoundland. It was researched, produced, and hosted by Wayne Tucker. Send your emails to wayne@newfoundrecords.ca. I'm Rosemary Thorne, inviting you to tune in again next week for more rare music from the pioneer recording artists of Newfoundland and Labrador. Have a great week, and we'll see you next Saturday.
da 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 da